and welcome to The Principal Source. I'm your host, Brandon Weldon, and today I'm joined by Andrew Mosier. He's the school administrator at Westchester Christian School in Westchester, Pennsylvania. How are you doing, Andrew?
Hey, I'm great. How are you, man?
Doing all good.
It's pretty amazing that we're sitting here. It's an exciting thing, recording this first podcast and this debut episode. It's so intimidating, a little scary as well. Glad to be here, and I'm glad we can talk about this important topic, the ministry of Christian education.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I'm certainly a little nervous about starting this too.
But it's our fifth take, so we shouldn't be that nervous.
Yeah, that's true. So we're starting this podcast, The Principal Source. Can you tell us and tell us kind of how that came about?
Sure. Well, they say that necessity is the mother of invention. And so a few months ago, someone passed an article to me talking about the death of the blog, which is ironic because it was a blog on the death of blogging. But that blogging is dead, podcasting is in, and they suggested, you know, maybe we should do something for the school, have a podcast, talk about topics related to Christian ed. And at first I kind of just sloughed it off, and I thought, well, maybe if I have time, which you know what that's like to try to find time.
Yeah, it's not there very frequently.
Right, true. So I put together an Evernote file, made a note, and I thought, you know, I'll just list out some topics when they come to my mind. Maybe someday, you know, I'll get around to it. But as you know, I'm in my last semester of my master's mm-hmm. program, and one of my requirements is to write a blog. And so as soon as my teacher said, hey, you got to write this blog, you have to have all these listeners, I thought of that article that blogging is dead, podcasting is in.
Yeah, who listens to blogs or reads blogs?
I don't think anybody listens to blogs. Sure. So I talked to my advisor, like, hey, what do you think about me doing a podcast rather than a blog? And he loved the idea. And so here we are. Now we're recording our first podcast.
Yeah, it's exciting. So I know you're definitely like a big vision person. You definitely have a goal in mind for what you do. So what is your vision for this podcast?
Yeah, my vision for The Principal Source is that we would have just fresh conversations on the ministry of Christian ed. I'll say right up front, I am not an expert.
Neither am I.
Yeah, that's true. But we are growing. I'm learning. I think you're learning as well. And I just want this to be a time where we can have honest conversations about mm-hmm. Christian ed, on trends that we're seeing, things that we're seeing in Christian ed, important topics around the ministry of Christian ed. And so the format for us is we're going to choose a question, and about every other week we'll pose a question and we'll answer that as honestly as we can, and hopefully taking us to God's word and seeing what he has to say about it.
Yeah. So let's get started then. So our first question that we want to try and tackle this episode is, why should I put my child in a Christian school?
Yeah. You know, there are a lot of ways you could go with this question. Certainly what I'm going to present is not an exhaustive list, but I do think that these are the first things that come to my mind when someone would ask me, why should I put my child in a Christian school, or why should I even consider Christian education? So I want to give four reasons. I want to give two reasons why you should put your child in a Christian school, and then I want to give two reasons why you shouldn't. And for this podcast, for this first episode, I just want to do the first reasons, the first two, why you should. So let's look at those first two. The first reason that I would give a parent for considering Christian education is that God takes very seriously what we teach our children. The passage that just jumps to my mind is Deuteronomy 6. And in those verses, God is instructing the nation of Israel. But I believe that his words are instructive for every Christian parent, even today. So what we read in Deuteronomy 6, beginning in verse 4, is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand. They shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. There's a lot in those verses. But I would summarize it very simply this way. First, God is speaking to parents. And he's saying, okay, parents, you need to know that there is one God. and one God only. And not only do you need to know that there is one God, you need to know, you know, his character and his attributes, but you need to love him. You need to be unreserved and a wholehearted commitment to God. And then out of knowing who God is and having a love for God, you also need to teach your children to do the same. You need to make a big deal about God all the time, mm-hmm. so that they know who he is and so that they love him. The reality is the public school is going to teach the opposite of that.
What? Okay, oh, really? I understand what you're trying to say there. So
that's just reality.
Yeah.
That's where we, I mean, that's not, I'm not trying to be unkind. They're just, they're not teaching biblical principles.
Yeah, no, exactly.
They're not going to claim to teach them. So here's my fear. I fear that too often Christian parents think, well, I can place my child in a public school and they'll be okay. They can stand up against that. They're going to be strong enough to resist this secular worldview. And the reality is, they're just not.
Yeah.
Children are in school about 40 hours a week. That's 40 hours of hearing and seeing, being bombarded and immersed in a secular worldview and secular mindset and secular values. And that's just a lot of time to combat. Mm-hmm. And I could see people, I've heard people say, well, but we're in church. Mm-hmm. And that's great. And obviously, we don't want to downplay being in church. But that's like 5 hours at most, combating 40 hours the rest of the week. The numbers just don't add up.
Yeah, in comparison, that's a lot of time that you're having your child amidst a secular worldview.
Right. But I would say, think about it on the flip side. Okay. So think about the Christian school. This, to me, is where it gets really exciting. So Christian school comes along and they partner with families. Now, they're not going to do parenting for them. Deuteronomy 6 is clear. God has given that to the parents. They need to be the ones to parent. Mm-hmm. However, they can come alongside. They can partner with them to teach a biblical worldview. They can teach the same biblical truths. They can uphold God. And then they're giving parents opportunities. They're interacting with their students. They're interacting with the teachers who are seeing their child day in and day out and can help show them their heart as well. That is an exciting and awesome partnership when it's all working together.
Yeah, definitely. To kind of summarize your first point there. So reason number one is that God seriously cares what our children are taught. It's not like he is just passive on that point. Yeah. So what's reason number two then?
Reason number two is that we are called to be transformed in our thinking. Romans 12, 1-3, Paul writes, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Again, there's a lot in these verses. There's a lot to unpack. But I want to hone in on this idea of the renewed mind. The renewed mind is the mind that is completely saturated, completely controlled by the Spirit as it takes God's word and shows us how we ought to live. So apply that to a Christian school. Mm-hmm. So a Christian school has this unique opportunity that in every interaction, every subject that's taught, every activity, extracurricular that a student participates in, those things can all point them to the Word of God. And every one of those opportunities becomes a time for discipleship in the life of that young person.
Okay, so for the listeners, because I know, I mean, I've heard you speak about this before, but when we're talking about kind of every interaction, you know, like how many of those are you talking about in a day? Can you give us kind of an example of what you're talking about there?
Sure, let me just give you an example that maybe we wouldn't think of often.
Okay.
Recess.
Ah, one of my favorite subjects in the country.
Yeah, mine too. But when it comes to recess, there are so many training opportunities and discipleship opportunities. We all know what it's like to be out at recess and you have that one kid that is just being unkind. Oh. So he is calling you names. He, you know, for me, it would have been making fun of me because I probably fell or I completely missed, you know, whatever.
That'd been funny to have been there.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm not reliving those times. But the teacher can come into that situation as they see that child, as they kind of hear those interactions, they can come alongside them and they can have a conversation with them that shows them their heart. Mm-hmm. They can come alongside them and, you know, they can take them to Ephesians 4:32 and say, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So they're coming to the child and saying, you need to be kind. But not only they're just saying, be kind, but they're giving the motivation. Well, why are you kind? Well, you're kind because God and his kindness showed to you, gave his son who died for you. And you're taking them right to the gospel. And that is what's exciting about Christian Ed, is we work to have this renewed mind, this mind that's striving for holiness, that's striving for God. Mm-hmm. Every interaction becomes an opportunity for discipleship.
Yeah, I know. I've just even teaching here at Westchester Christian myself, I've been able to see and experience that same kind of thing, just constantly being able to point students back to the gospel. So I know I've heard you before call the Christian school a training ground. I'm assuming that's kind of what you have in view here.
Yeah, exactly. A Christian school at its best is a place where students are developing a biblical worldview so that they can confront the culture, confront the lies that are going to be thrown at them, and they can ultimately live out their calling for the glory of God, standing on his word, because they do have this renewed mind.
Yeah, okay. So let me recap then just these two points real quick, because I know we're running out of time. So the first point that you said, why a Christian parent should put their child in a Christian school, is that God takes very seriously what we really teach our children. And the second point is that God wants us to have this renewed mind. And in a Christian school environment, those opportunities come up all of the time, and we can use all kinds of interactions to do that. So that's kind of all the time we had for this podcast today. Do you have any more last thoughts before we close?
Yeah, to our listeners, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being a part of our first podcast. We look forward to interacting with you. We look forward to hearing from you. I'd encourage you in the comments section below, tell us, why would you choose Christian Ed? Why is this important to you? And then I'd also say, plan to join us in a couple weeks as we look at the two reasons why you should not put your kid in a Christian school.
Yeah. So thanks so much for listening. Have a great day, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.